The New York State Senate is poised to announce a leadership deal today, but just what the leadership will be remains in doubt. Three dissident senators said last week they'd been given plum state Senate leadership positions, but the announcements were met with dismay by other Democrats. WNYC's Elaine Rivera joins us now to help us sort it all out. So, Elaine, what is happening with the state Senate Democrats?
Well, Sotirios, the Democrats seem to be doing a Plaxico Burris. They're definitely shooting themselves in the foot or the thigh, so to speak. You know, for the first time in 40 years, the Democrats have taken over the Senate. But instead of putting up this united front, their infighting has become an absolute total public spectacle. It started right after the election when you had these three dissident Democrats, Bronx Senators Ruben Diaz and Pedro Espada, and Brooklyn Senator Carl Krueger holding out to say that they're not going to support Queens State Senator Malcolm Smith, who was the preordained choice to be majority leader. And they threatened not to go along and instead vote with Republicans, which would, you know, essentially snatch defeat from the jaws of victory for the Democrats. So to prevent this from happening, last week the three met in secret with Smith, who had been lobbying very hard to become majority leader, and he apparently promised them leadership deals and all but announced that the matter was resolved. But on Saturday, the majority of the 32 Democratic senators met with Smith to express their outrage that the three were able to get these big plum positions.
So is this just all Democratic infighting? You know, why should people care about what's going on in Albany?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, this is the first time that the Democrats have won the majority in four decades, and it's not an auspicious start. But this isn't just about inter-party maneuvering. It's about the future of legislation in New York State. For example, Ruben Diaz, one of the renegade senators, who is also a conservative minister, has said he'll block any effort to get gay marriage to come to a vote. Now, that's outraged gay leaders like State Senator Tom DeWayne, who put a lot of effort in raising money from the gay community to get the Democrats to win the state Senate majority. And then there's also questions about, you know, Pedro Espada, another one of the dissidents who owes hefty fines for violating finance laws, but who got to leapfrog over other senators with much more seniority and who don't have campaign finance issues.
Just very briefly, where is Governor Patterson on all this?
Well, Patterson said that he's supporting Smith, but he has said nothing is certain until the vote takes place. Now, there's been some late-breaking news. Daily News blogger Liz Benjamins was able to catch up with Ruben Diaz, even though many of these politicians weren't returning phone calls yesterday. And he acknowledged that this deal is pretty much in jeopardy, but as a result, even though this deal has fallen apart, it could still be very, very contentious among the Democrats. And that's a problem for Patterson because he needs the state Senate to push through his own big agenda. And without a unified Senate, he might not be able to do that.
All right. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you, Sotirios.